And now gently shifting from the large intestine to the smaller one, and it's actually only smaller by diameter. The length of the small intestine is much larger. It's 33 feet long. The color is white, and again, it's shaped like a long, coiled, in some ways, like a snake. Found both above and below the waist, located in the abdomen, bordered by the large intestine, the abdomen, the back. Yes, this 33-foot-long canal. If we stretch it out, it might go to the other end of the room. Connects from the duodenum to the large intestine. The function of the small intestine is that it aids in the breakdown and digestion of solid and liquid foods by allowing the nutrients to pass into the bloodstream. So of course, these organs are at work now, processing from breakfast earlier and lunch currently. The small intestine. So sensing into that area and acknowledging whatever arises, whatever gets evoked. And now gently withdrawing from the small intestine. Again, within these practices is what it evokes. I remember this morning someone asking about the nails, and even though we may not feel them, it may evoke feelings. For example, I have a lot of fungus in my toenails, and so it sometimes will evoke a feeling of some shame or a little embarrassment. So as we stay with each of these parts, whether we can feel them or not, or sensing into them, maybe that a person you knew may have had a challenge with one of these parts, and then it brings up a feeling of sadness with you, so it's all connected. Whatever gets evoked is probably the most important aspect of the practice. Penetrating at times into our story, sometimes seeing through these stories that have enslaved us. Just the body doing its thing, ownerless. Shifting now to the stomach. Very interesting about the color of the stomach, it's that it's clear. So today we had noodles and tofu and salad, and so probably our stomach will look something like that in color. Takes on the color of whatever of the most recent food contents. It's a J-shaped pouch found above the waist. It's located in the upper left of the abdomen between the esophagus and the small intestine. How this all fits in this abdominal cavity is quite amazing, with the stomach and spleen and liver and large and small intestines and so forth. Pancreas. The stomach borders the digestive and elimination organs in the back. It is a muscular organ that is a sac-like pouch where the food is deposited via the esophagus. In humans, the stomach has a relaxed, near-empty volume that expands to hold about a quart of food, but it can hold as much as 1.5 quarts or more. Its function, once the food is in the stomach, gastric juices, made mostly of hydrochloric acid, breaks down the food in about 3 to 4 hours, and is turned into a cream-like liquid called chyme. And this is later moved into the small intestine. The stomach also has to produce a new layer of mucus every 2 weeks, otherwise it will digest itself. So sensing into the belly and into your stomach, this organ that facilitates the beginning of digestion. Sometimes we don't consider the stomach to be a singular organ, but the whole belly is a stomach, but actually there's other organs as we know. But perhaps our relationship to the stomach, to our bellies. Sensing into the stomach. And now gently shifting from the stomach to feces. The normal color is brown, and when ill, it can vary from yellow to green to black. It can be hard, soft, tarry, or liquid. Its brown coloration comes from a combination of bile and bilirubin that comes from dead red blood cells, shaped like small tubes of mud. Direction found below the waist. The location, solid matter excreted through the rectum and anus, bordered by the large colon and the anus. The word feces comes from the Latin, which means dregs. Feces are solid particle combinations of food residue, bacteria, and mucus. Human fecal matter varies significantly in appearance depending on diet and health. Normally, it is semi-solid with a mucus coating. On average, 65% of it is water and 35% dry matter. And feces often contains 50% of the energy of the original food, which means that of all the food eaten, a significant amount goes back to feed our ecosystem. Many organisms feed on feces, from bacteria to fungi to insects such as dung beetles that can smell these odors from a long distance. Just like we might smell a pizzeria and go, ooh, yummy, well, the dung beetles, they say yummy too. There are many colloquial terms for feces. I'm sure you've heard a lot of them, such as shit, crap, poop, turd, number two, duty. I mean, it goes on and on. My kids, they're 21 and 26, they're still talking about it all the time. Terms such as dung, scat, spore, droppings are normally used to refer to animal feces. And stool is a common term normally used in reference to human feces. And there's a study actually called Scatology that helps scientists, anthropologists, and physicians. By studying feces, we can tell where a person lived or visited, what type of diet they had. You can also detect ulcers, cancers, parasites, as well as bacterial infections. Stool is also used to diagnose bowel dysfunction, and vital information can be drawn from it from a crime scene using the DNA from within the cells of the feces. Its function, solid matter excreted through the anus, feces. And so just sitting with this and allowing whatever arises in the body, the mind, the heart. Being present. And now let us gently shift to this last part in this grouping, which is the brain, which I know is quite a jump. The color of the brain is both white and gray. Shape is like a very soft melon. It's found above the waist, located in the cranium, and is bordered by the skull. The brain is the center of the nervous system. The brain is more complex than the most powerful computer. It has over 100 billion nerve cells. The brain generally weighs around 3 pounds with a soft, like a consistency like of tofu. We had that for lunch. Most neurons in the brain are firing 5 to 50 times a second. The brain is generally around 2% of the body weight, yet it uses 20 to 25% of the body's metabolic supplies. Even in deep sleep or a coma, the brain is on. It's like a refrigerator, it's always on. The function of the brain, it's composed of neurons consisting of gray and white matter. The brain is the command center, sending impulses up and down the spine over 170 miles per hour, with the nerve endings that go throughout the body, the central nervous system. Studies have also shown that the ways in which we intentionally shape our internal focus of attention in mindfulness practice induces a state of brain activation during the practice. With repetition, an intentionally created state can become an enduring trait. This is reflected in long-term changes in brain function and structure. This is the fundamental property of neuroplasticity, how the brain changes in response to experience. So bringing awareness into the head, into the skull, into the brain. Being present, being mindful of what it evokes in the body, the mind, the heart. and gently withdrawing from the brain. Just reflecting, we've been sitting with these parts of the large intestine, the small intestine, stomach, feces, brain. And of course, these parts are connected to all of the other parts, whether they've been named or not. Just honoring the totality of this body. This vehicle that we live inside of. Honor this body. Perhaps to develop and grow with deeper wisdom penetrating into the body, breaking perhaps this spell of enchantment to understand the body as it is. This vehicle that we can awaken within as well to grow with wisdom and compassion. Within this fathom-long body, with its thoughts and emotions, lies our world. Its origin, its cessation, the pathway to freedom is within this fathom-long body. Our history is here inside this body. It is the storehouse of our life. Honoring it, acknowledging it, bringing great kindness to it. But also this understanding, this ownerless nature, the body. May all embodied beings awaken. May all beings dwell with peace. And so thank you, and you're welcome to take care of the body if it needs to go to the restroom or to stretch, and we'll start Qigong in just a few minutes.